Well, it's the time of the year that many of us dread the most, tax season. While the early filers are looking forward to their refunds, or maybe they've already gotten it, procrastinators, like me, have a lot of worrying to do. Just 4 days left until the tax deadline. What to do if your time is running out? Joining me to offer help for the late filers is Genevia G. Fulbright, President and COO of Fulbright & Fulbright in Durham, North Carolina. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, you know, I've been better, I've been worse. Let me tell you my story, because everybody's got a story. So I actually went out and I got someone to do some bookkeeping for me. And before that, I had been doing what I call shoebox accounting, which is you throw everything in the shoebox, and then you try to sort through it at the end of the year, and then you tear your hair out. So I thought I was ahead of the game, but I moved apartments, and then I lost some documents, and I am really, really behind right now. Genevia, what do I do?
I would say, number one, consider filing an extension. You do have a few days still left if you seek professional help.
Can you just break it down very simply for me, what an extension is, how you go about getting one, can you do it yourself, do you need a professional, all those things?
Very easy to obtain an extension. If you do not think that you're going to owe any taxes, for example, the last, you know, 2 or 3 years you don't owe taxes, there's been no major changes in your situation, then you very well can easily just go right online, irs.gov, and pull the form 4868 down and prepare an extension and show the balance that will be zero, that will be due, and go ahead and drop it in the mail on or before the April 17th date.
What was that number again for the form?
4868.
Okay, we'll put that on our website too. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's if there's no money owed, but what if you've been working and getting some deductions and not sure exactly how things are going to work out?
If you don't have or don't have time to find someone who's qualified to help you, then you could go through a calculation of at least determining your total income, which you kind of guesstimate, minus expenditures, and to sort of look at a tax return and kind of rough it out to determine if you think that you're going to owe. And if you do, just remember, the 4868 form is for an extension to file the actual return. It is not an extension to pay the taxes. You must put an amount with your extension if you estimate that you might owe.
So let me get this straight. You file an extension to file.
That is correct.
You pay what you think you owe.
Correct.
And then you have to go back and you have to actually figure it out. And then you might have to pay more. You might get some back. Is that roughly right?
That is correct.
One thing that I worry about is, what if I do file an extension, and what if I come up with a guesstimate for how much I owe, and what if I don't pay enough? Am I going to have to pay some penalties?
You would have to definitely pay interest. What the big deal is trying to determine if there are going to be late payment of taxes penalty. So in other words, let's say you owe $5,000, and when you did your calculation and filed your extension, you only put $100 with your federal extension. Now, that's not reasonable, is it?
Well, I'd like it to be reasonable, but I don't think the IRS would think so.
So if that, you know, it has to be a reasonable estimate to try to avoid some of those penalties. So basically, if you substantially underpay the tax balance due, then what they can do is disregard the extension and basically treat you as if you never filed that tax extension because it wasn't reasonable.
So how, if you have not already got Genevia G. Fulbright on your case, or on the case for you, how do you go about finding someone trustworthy or a trustworthy firm? Should you just walk into any place on the corner? How do you go about that?
I would probably call my banker, insurance agent, and ask for a referral. And there are a lot of organizations as well. And this may be the last weekend. I'm not sure that they would be able to help. For example, IRS has a volunteer income tax assistance program. It's called VITA. And organizations like NABA, National Association of Black Accountants, as well as the Association of Latino Professionals, a lot of these groups have volunteers that are students as well as professionals who will help basically moderate to lower income individuals and elderly to prepare their returns or at least get them to the point where they can estimate how much they think they might owe so that they can, in fact, file an extension.
Now, there is someone in my life who will remain nameless, and it is not me, who did not pay taxes at all last year. What does that person do? Is there going to be, you know, a mighty hand of the IRS smiting them?
I would suggest to that individual to file the return as soon as possible. And if they find they can't pay, there's a form called a 9465, which is an installment agreement request.
We're going to list that number on our website, too, 9465.
65 form is an installment agreement. And a lot of states across the country have a, you know, a similar form that you would file with your state if you end up owing for federal as well as state. But I always suggest to people to go ahead and file as soon as possible, you know, even if you're late. It's better to come clean as opposed to being in violation of the law and chancing the possibility of the IRS arresting you for failure to file a tax return, which is an illegal.
Well, I'm thinking of folks, celebrities like Ron Isley, Willie Nelson. They have paid a high price for not paying taxes.
Most definitely.
But what other ways besides jail time can the IRS go after you?
They can levy on your checking account or savings account, your salary, for example, if you're working, you know, a regular job where you receive a W-2, they can levy your wages. They send a form to the payroll department at your job and take your salary up to a certain amount. They can file liens against you in terms of if you own property, houses, vehicles. You know, it gets pretty serious.
What about, though, if you have had a reversal of fortune? Suppose that you built up some huge medical bills and you really just don't have any money in the bank, even though you might owe for the year before. You've mentioned the installment plan. Is there anything else people can do?
If there's a dire circumstance, there's a form called a 911, and it's called an application for taxpayer assistance. Whereas some major tragedy has occurred, you know, that's very devastating, death, flood, you know, there's a foreclosure imminent, where you can get some relief from the IRS to work it out. Sometimes they'll put a freeze on the collection actions or work it out with you. But as I, you know, stated previously, the best thing to do is to come clean.
9/11. I think that we can remember that one. Now, a friend of mine says you're going to get punished more for not reporting income than you are for giving the wrong number of deductions. I don't know if that's even a good question to ask.
Well, I guess that's a good question. If you fail to report income, then the IRS looks at it as if you're trying to avoid tax or cheat them out of funds. And the concern becomes, is there additional income that you've forgotten to report? So that's what the issue, and that's what the issue with, you know, some of the stars that are running into some challenges with the IRS is because they fail to report income, and therefore, you know, substantially underreporting of income. That's a much worse situation as opposed to a misinterpretation of the law and inadvertently deducting something or deducting more than you're entitled to deduct.
Now, what about some good news? There are tax credits. Some of them are even new. What are some of the things people might not know about that they should know about when they're filing their taxes, things they can get deductions for or credits for?
I would say to make sure that they're getting the residential energy credits. That's sort of a new tax, whereas they're receiving a credit for their 2006 returns for windows, storm windows, insulation, and so on, exterior doors and windows. That's a pretty good credit because basically, if you think about it, a tax credit is the same as if you paid in extra money. So that's sheltering, you know, some of your tax liability.
And what about folks who do it on their own? I did my own taxes for many years, and then I got afraid I would make a mistake. So if you're doing it yourself, any tips?
Check the spelling of your name and your Social Security number. You'd be surprised how many people prepare their own returns and don't spell their own name correctly. And make sure that, you know, you are checking the totals. I've seen where, you know, the W-2s, or there's maybe one or two missing, or they don't agree to the amounts on the tax return. If you remember, the IRS has a system whereby they check the data on your tax return. So pretty much the IRS knows how much you made in terms of wages or 1099s if you receive them, how much mortgage interest you have, how much interest, income, dividend income, capital gains. So they could check, they could spot check through their system quite a bit of information about you.
What do you do about the stress? You seem very calm. What if you're sitting around and you're like, oh boy, I have it. How many hours? You start checking the hours on your watch until you have to go and line up at the post office. Any tips for dealing with tax day stress?
Just individuals preparing their own returns. Yeah, I'd say, first of all, calm down. If you've already entered your data, the only thing that you should be doing the last day or two, because the official day this year has been changed to the 17th of April as opposed to the 16th.
That's unusual.
Well, when the return due date is normally the 15th of April for individual returns, but for this year, there are some states celebrating a holiday on the 16th, which is that Monday. Therefore, the date nationally has been changed to Tuesday, April 17th.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe I won't have to file that extension after all. I'll just be locked down all weekend. How about that, Genevia?
Again, that friendly extension form is always available.
Well, Genevia, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Genevia G. Fulbright is president COO of her firm, Fulbright & Fulbright, in Durham, North Carolina.